With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour number two starts right now. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio on a Thursday. Tomorrow's an FEF Friday. Comedian of the Week. Got all kinds of Pro Bowl breakdown to get into.
Oh, I'll skip tomorrow.
What are the odds on the top five guys for dodgeball?
I still got those two comp days. I'll use one if we have to break down the Pro Bowl.
Okay,
I can't do that. And for that reason, I'm out. All right, so have we decided? Are we all in on Eli Manning as a Hall of Famer?
I think he is.
I would agree.
I'm going to say yes.
I would agree. All right, so the suspects vote him in.
Yeah.
Got it.
And if the suspects vote him in, you know he's going.
Yeah.
Yep.
We just sealed this deal.
The only big discrepancy between him and Elway's numbers, really, is the interceptions. And in his career, he threw a roughly 18 more interceptions than Elway. That's not that bad.
Nope.
So, yeah, if you think John Elway was a great quarterback and a Hall of Famer, then you have to say the same thing about Elway because their numbers are very similar outside of the one MVP that Elway got.
So then I ask you this because
let Midwest come out on you, buddy.
Okay.
You heard it too?
I did.
Yeah, see? Don't you know? You betcha.
Want me to Charlie
instead? I love you.
But I got something to talk to you guys about.
He's going to hate you so much.
If you think Eli.
He's going to hate you.
And what he does when he emphasizes points, too, is he gets kind of all powerful voiced with a little gruffle to it.
Yeah.
Where he'll go, and if you think Eli is good enough to be in the Hall of Fame.
Does he bang the table like that?
Sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That worked with
Do you think Philip Rivers is? Because I said it, and someone on Twitter called me out, and I said, you know what? He doesn't have the playoff success of Eli Manning, but in almost every statistical category you just rattled off in terms of all the other guys in the Hall of Fame, he's ahead of Eli. So the only thing he doesn't have is the Super Bowl titles with the MVPs that go with it. But overall, when you look at Philip Rivers' statistics, I don't know how you keep him out.
Well, so he's played in 228 games, and Eli's played in 236, and Rivers is probably going to play another
season or two.
Yeah, he still has another year or two left in him.
I think he is.
Already has more touchdowns. Already has more passing yards. Completion percentage
in
is higher.
In less games, right?
Yeah, completion percentage is higher, and in less games. And do you think Philip Rivers has a winning record, losing record, or 500?
Winning record.
Yeah, 123-101. 123 wins, 101 losses. And he's thrown a lot less interceptions than both Manning and John Elway. I feel like Rivers is an interceptions machine. He's only thrown 198 in 228 games. Elway threw 226 in 234 games.
And I want to say that a lot of those seem to have come in the last couple of years for him.
That could be. And the other thing is, when you look at the win, that's a lot. Yeah.
And when you look at win-loss record, if he had a kicker in a lot of those years, he'd probably have a lot more wins because the Chargers have struggled mightily with close games and kickers in the last three, 4 years.
Yeah.
So I just think that with everything that I stand by what I said based on everything you said with all those numbers.
There's three times that he's thrown at least 20 interceptions in a year. 2011 and 2016, he threw 21. 2011 through 20.
And put that in perspective now, because people were all over Jameis Winston saying, when you're in the 30 for 30 club, which is 30 touchdowns, yeah. 30 picks, it's awful.
Yep.
So if you're only 9 away from that statistic in a season and you throw 21 interceptions, that's bad.
Yeah, and he had 33 touchdowns that year. So that's a little better. Still not good.
Sure. Still not a good look. No. So, I mean, the thing that you can say, too, is he's never had a really complete team with the Chargers.
Yeah.
But I think he's always done his part. I think he has the respect. I don't think anybody that played NFL football is going to argue with you if Philip Rivers goes in.
And let's be real. There's some years that he's just been the victim of circumstance with a team that had kicking issues.
That's what I said, yeah.
Yeah, that in other circumstances, right? Like moving and going to where you don't have a home field advantage.
Yep.
That's not cool. Like you're having to call timeout, or you're jumping off sides, or having to go no huddle with and use signals at home. That's not good.
No.
That's a disadvantage for your offense.
Yeah, he had a team that didn't like to spend money.
Yeah.
He did have some years where he had some really, really good players around him.
Yeah.
Offensively. But it, like I said, it never synced up to where it was a complete team. On the years when the offense was really loaded, the defense had holes. And then there were years where he was a little less than loaded up on the offensive side of the ball. But, you know, I just think that when you look at it at the end of the day, the numbers state. And I'm a firm believer in, if you tell me that a guy is this number on the all-time list, well, then tell me around him and everything ahead of him, are they in the Hall of Fame? And if they are.
They are.
Then he's Hall of Fame caliber.
You know, he never led the, he led the league one time in passing touchdowns, Philip Rivers had. He had 34 passing touchdowns in 2008. That led the league. Neither Manning nor Elway has ever led the NFL in passing touchdowns.
Did he ever lead it in yards?
Yes. Philip Rivers?
Yep.
Sure did.
He's in.
That was 2010. He threw for 4,710 yards.
Absolutely in my mind.
Yep. Manning never led the league in passing yards or touchdowns. Elway led the league one time in passing yards and never in touchdowns.
Because honestly, it's a tale of two different quarterbacks in two different situations. You could say Eli did it all in the postseason, but really didn't do much. He was never a like over-the-top regular season guy. Rivers did all of his major damage in the regular season, never had that long playoff run to win a title. And so... 6-1, half a dozen of another, but when you look at the numbers at the end of the day, he deserves to get in.
Big difference between the three, two of them have two Super Bowls.
Yeah, and Rivers has got a donut.
One of them has a Comeback Player of the Year award. That's it.
Yep.
And that's a big difference, and that could be is that a differentiator for you for the Hall of Fame?
Like I said, the only reason why I would say it doesn't keep him out is, again, when you look at who he's in the top 10 all time, which is really saying something.
I think it brings up an interesting talking point. Should a Super Bowl keep you out of the Hall of Fame or ensure you get in? Like, it shouldn't be a requirement to be in, or should it? Like, you know, should it be like if you've never won a Super Bowl?
So, back in the day, there's been quarterbacks that have gotten Super Bowl wins, but they've never had more than 2,500 passing yards in a season.
True. Trent Dilfer is never getting in the Hall of Fame.
I think it's a debate, right? I think the debate has always been
Joe Flacco.
If you're on the fence – and people are wondering if you should get in or not. If you've got the ultimate victory,
if you got the hardware, Super Bowl, the wall.
Yeah, then that pushes you over the top. But it shouldn't keep you from getting in,
okay.
I.e. a Charles Barkley, Karl Malone type. You know, they had the numbers.
I would agree with that.
So that I would say that. And then Schefter, I think, Adam Schefter was one that said he used to have a vote. And one of the things that they said when they were in that room, when we've talked about the fact that it's literally a debate when you want to get people in the Hall of Fame in football.
Oh, yeah. John McClain lobbied for, I think, Elvin Bethea for years to get him in.
And they pull anything and everything negative out if they don't think your guy should get in. And Schefter said, do you have moments set in time? Have you been responsible for moments that changed the course of history in the NFL? In the case of Eli Manning and John Elway... they do. Yeah. Remember, Elway had the scramble. You had just...
And how many times... Elway, to me, is going to always be most known for bringing his team back. That final drive. Not just the scramble.
Always the two-minute drill.
But the fact that if there was less than 2 minutes on the clock, but he was going to get the ball, they were probably going to come
back. The Cleveland game after Mack fumbled and they went the length of the field.
He's did it against Houston before.
Yep. And so you can say that about Eli, too, because of the two catches I bring up with David Tyree on the helmet.
Beating the Patriots.
With Manningham on the sidelines.
Yep.
Those kept drives alive, got in the final drive of a game and solidified wins. So you can say that those also were reasons why they should be in. Now, Phillip Rivers doesn't have that moment.
Well, yeah. But isn't it?
But that's where he's going to fall back on his numbers.
They could win the Super Bowl next year, Joel. You don't
where?
Know.
Where's he going to quarterback? Because I don't think he's going to be with the Chargers.
I mean, you
heard that they packed up the whole. He packed up the whole house and moved to Florida.
Maybe him and Brady swap. Maybe he's.
I'll tell you what. Tennessee is suddenly a must destination for quarterbacks.
If you're Tennessee, are you sticking with Ryan Tannehill?
I think they should.
You do,
but I think that if Vrabel gets a call from Tom Brady, he's listening.
Or Phillip Rivers,
maybe.
I would never allow a swap.
You wouldn't?
No.
So you and Barry are exclusive?
Giselle is way hotter.
Oh.
Oh. I was going to say, if there was a Hall of Fame for not cursing, Phillip Rivers' first ballot.
Boy, no doubt.
They had a whole thing of him trash talking.
I loved it.
It is.
Was it intimidating?
No. He's like, yeah, gosh, dang it, that's what you get, buddy. Like, that's the kind of stuff he says to his opponents. Dang it, son, you, oh, doggone it.
There's something to be said that NFL didn't have to bleep him once. It was on NFL Network. And he's like, hey.
He says, gosh, dang it.
Whooping your doggone butt up and down the field today, man.
Whipping your dead gum butt. Like, it's the worst trash talk ever, but it's hilarious. Google it.
Yeah, it is funny.
Google Phillip Rivers trash talk if you haven't done so. And Manny said, I think the bitches agree that Eli is a Hall of Famer.
I knew that was going to take
so
off.
Funny.
I knew it was going to take
well
off.
Well done, Manny. Well done.
Well, we're rolling through hour number 2, 3-hour show. Appreciate you guys joining in. And we're going to keep moving here in just a second. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. I don't know what I got going on here. I got headphone wires wrapped through my glasses.
How does that happen?
I don't. You know how it does? Because I put the headphones on first.
And then your glasses?
Then I put the glasses on and the wire got tangled up.
See, this is why I just take my glasses off as soon as we start the show.
It is weird that you wear glasses but don't wear them during the show.
Well, because I've got the bifocal thing happening with the progressive lenses and it makes my screen wavy. Not wavy like the kids would say. That's wavy. No, not that. Like wavy like I'm old and these bifocals are messing with my vision wavy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not the other wavy. By the way, I heard somebody describe something as dank when they were like in their 50s. And I thought, nope.
No.
That was like when AJ used the word drip today. Never want to hear
today
dank or drip coming out of old people's mouths.
He used it.
Yeah.
Don't let me get started on what he used when he described what Eli Manning's physical features were.
Don't.
I'm driving home listening to it going, I cannot believe. I've heard him say a lot of things. I cannot believe he said that.
It must have been good.
Oh, man.
I did love his tweet yesterday. Got to give props to old Hoffa Beast. He had an outstanding tweet yesterday. Because is it true the Rockets like have a red carpet and lights?
Yeah, they do.
Nick told
us about
it.
For the fashion show that is the Houston Rockets entrance?
When they walk in from their cars,
do they have lighting,
in the loading dock.
Yeah,
do they have special lighting for this now?
It's basically making them into stars. It's like stars walking on a red carpet.
It's like arriving for a movie premiere Chinese Theater in Hollywood.
Step and Repeat in the background, which is they call it Step and Repeat, all the different sponsor advertising.
I'm not even
going to
go in on how ridiculous and lame that is. But AJ had a great tweet where the Rockets, rather than tweeting anything about basketball, did a 4-square tweet of it was James, Russ, Capella, and PJ Tucker and their outfits. This is what the Houston Rockets NBA basketball Twitter account is tweeting about. Wasn't basketball, it was their outfits. And I loved it because AJ retweets, quote tweets it and says, too bad their outfits can't close out games. Oh, mwah, mwah. What an amazing tweet. And it should have got more run. It should have got a lot more retweets and likes.
But it's Houston.
Oh, yeah. And if you say anything like that, people,
think Ben DuBose is going to tweet something like
bro.
That?
Oh, bro. He probably went into the fetal position if he saw that tweet.
BDB.
And cried. He probably cried red and yellow tears.
I just, you know, but the thing is.
No doubt in my mind.
I think he's the leader in the pack.
Who?
Of
Ben DuBose?
Yeah, of the More Than a Mouthful group.
Who does he work for? Who does he write for?
Who? Locked On Rockets. It's like
what?
Locked On. It's like a podcast thingy.
So it's just something he made up.
No, 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 no. He also says in his bio, he's on. He's on the bad ticker.
He's like a guest.
Ben. Yeah. How do you spell it?
D-U-B-O-S-E.
B-O-S-E.
Can't spell DuBose without B-S. The Rockets Wire. What is that?
I don't know.
The Rockets Wire is USA Today Sports Media Group's Houston Rockets blog. Mm. An analyst for Sports Talk 790.
Told you the bad cardio.
And Locked On Rockets, hosted by JT Gatlin, where the home for concise daily podcast coverage of the Houston Rockets. Part of the Locked On Sports Network. Those are that's
I mean, if
his
you
credentials.
Tweet like them bots, you'll have the same following within three
months. What I noticed is it used to be he was the leader of the pack. There's a lot of other guys like that now. Like when I told you about some of the guys that have challenged me recently when I've been very honest about analyzing Rockets games. In the next six, 7 days, I will get another tweet or two in which it's so pro Rockets or James Harden that like in the middle of this 4-game losing streak, right? There's a guy that took to task the Clippers for pointing out that Kawhi Leonard has the most 30-plus point games this season, which also included this many rebounds, this many. He had to quote tweet it and go back and say, James Harden did this as well. James Harden tied this as well. And I'm like, I'm sitting here going, okay, but of the two, which guy makes his teammates better? Which guy's team has a better record? Which guy's team's going to be a top four seed if we ended it today? Because I get that. Just
which
admit
guy
you're
has a championship on two different teams.
Just admit you're a fan, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I've been tempted sometimes, you know, to ride that positive train, but the reality is, I can only be honest. So
that's the main thing.
You can always do that, and look, we gave the Rockets credit.
Yeah, when they deserve it.
Against a not so good Denver team,
but this goes to Barry's point.
But you don't have to ball wash them. I mean, goodness.
I was going to say that's why I said it's more than a mouth
going on from that account.
Because here's the thing:
it's pretty disgusting.
Give them credit when they deserve it.
It should come with like an X rating. It's a borderline porn account.
Give them credit when they deserve it. Give them criticism when it's deserving as well. And as Barry said, it's because of blogs and things, it's given too many people the feeling that they're part of sports media.
Yeah. Oh, God. Don't get me started on that.
But I'm saying that goes to your tweet.
Don't get me started on that. There are so many people that claim to be sports media.
You know what reminded me of that tweet you sent out
by
about
the way,
that?
You started all this.
Why?
We were just leaving him alone.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You had to bring it up.
I don't really. I've never went on a rant. To be honest, yeah, because I don't go on a rant about Ben for whatever reason.
Do you guys talk during games?
No.
Do you see each other and say hi?
I've said hi to him before.
What does he say to you? Does he sass you? Has he sassed you?
Never.
I'll show up.
No.
Who wins in a fight, him or Palillo?
Ooh, is he a little dude?
Palillo, based on experience.
Is he a little dude?
Yeah, he's tiny.
Is he? Oh, well, maybe that's the problem.
Palillo would be more efficient with his jabs and stuff.
Oh yeah. Oh no. I think Charlie, I feel like Charlie.
I know Charlie's sneaky athletic.
Oh, well.
I'm telling you.
Of course he's sneaky athletic, but I feel like he would know how to fight, but then at the last second he would panic and it would just be a lot of windmills and him yelling, get off me, like just a windmill.
I feel like
he knows deep down how to fight.
I feel like he'd kick you in your midsection or punch you in your throat. I feel like he'd do one of those things.
Charlie can't reach somebody's throat.
Ben's.
I'm just talking about Charlie's ability to play like baseball, softball, and basketball.
Very
and
athletic
tennis.
Man. Yes.
I don't know about his fighting skills.
Yes.
But I also believe that at a certain point he would say cooler heads are prevailing, and I'm not going to get into a lawsuit or a dispute, and he'll pull back.
Why
are you guys spending an entire segment about?
Because you started it.
That would be anything. The typical thing. Because I mean, well, you know, why not?
It was kind of.
And by the way, blue check marks don't mean anything.
Don't mean nothing.
Oh, a lot of garbage ass accounts with blue check marks. Let's be real. lot of garbage.
A lot of people are going to be going back to the podcast now because you know that there's all the little squealers on
snitches.
Yeah, don't care.
Snitches on Twitter. I mean, you know they're talking about you today.
You know what? I'll tweet him right now. Hey, Ben DeBose, we just trashed you for a whole segment.
No, don't do that.
211 to 225.
Wait a minute, you started this.
We don't need all
go
that.
Go listen, and Nick triggered us because Joel and I don't like you. You want me to? I'll tweet him. I don't care.
I feel like y'all hate him more than I do. Let's
you know what's
real.
Crazy?
I don't really not like the
guy. Here's the thing. It's not that I don't like the guy. I just, it like so many others in this business, it's like you can't be a fan and be in the media. It's disgusting to me. That's it. It's not that I have a personal vendetta against him or that he's wronged me in any way, but there are certain people in this business. Some work here. Some work do what he does. Some work at other stations. Some pretend like they work places, but they don't. It all makes me sick. So I just happen to call him out.
I have frustration.
For it.
We talked it out. I mean, We tweeted it out one night.
Plus, I got my boys back. What do you want?
I ain't mad at you there.
I got my boys back. If Joel don't like somebody, I'm just not going to like them then.
Okay.
What do you want me to do? Okay, I'm being real. I'm being real. Joel don't like him, so I was kind of like...
No, it's on me. I don't like
it. It was easy to read it and be like, well, look at all this ball washing going on. I'm not going to like him either for Joel. How about that? Okay? I'm being honest now. That's the truth.
The reason... You know what reminded me about that tweet about people not really being in sports media?
What?
The Aaron Hernandez documentary. I finished watching it. And if you saw the line just for media, like O.J. Simpson's trial did not have that much media.
Really?
Yeah.
Crazy. Look at all because the TV trucks so that were outside more of members. His house, too.
Right.
There's so many more members in media, and that kind of goes to your point.
Yeah.
But that whole lineup, too, like, only normally you'd see something like that for, like, OJ or something like that. But outside Hernandez's house every day, there was, like, every national TV truck, the local TV trucks. It was all the whole street.
And now, I mean, I'm not trying to say it, but when I just did Sundays, I tried to stay in my lane. I knew what I was. Like, that's all I'm saying. When I wrote for the Chronicle, I used to be the Chronicle's MMA blogger. But I wasn't out here saying I was a Chronicle columnist or anything. I had the MMA blog on the Chronicle, and it was only on the website, not in print. I just, you know, I'm not...
You and Fred worked together at the Chronicle for a long time?
No, I got it from Jeremy Botter. I don't think Fred was the editor.
Oh.
Because I think it got moved under somebody else.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go. That's the first half of the show. Second half still to go, so plenty more opportunities for you to get in. 713-780-3776. We'll take a quick break. Come back in just mere minutes. ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Second half of the show starts right now. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. On a Thursday in the big city, Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio today. FEF Friday tomorrow. Why are you chuckling?
Because Jimmy Remedies on Twitter said, I agree with you guys about the whole sports media thing.
Yeah.
It's like people that go out to eat, take pictures, and go, I'm a foodie.
Yeah.
We all eat food, so we all consume sports. Doesn't make you sports media.
I think the thing that's frustrating to me is you can, whether you admit you're a fan or not, or you just say you're a blogger, be objective.
Yeah.
Because you know what? As a fan of, you know, for you guys or for me to say, and obviously the easiest one for me to say, look, I'm a Packer fan, but I'm a realist. If they played like crap, I'm going to tell you they played like crap. If Aaron Rodgers was bad, I'm going to tell you he's bad. And you guys know that because I say that whenever you guys ask me anything about that. I'm honest about it. The fact is, those people are unrealistic with the way that they perceive their team.
Yep.
And that's why we started this show with the whole drink the red Kool-Aid and all that other stuff, because it just gets over the top.
Amos said, what the hell's going on up there? Barry's become get off my lawn guy, and Joel is glass half full guy. It still amazes me after 3 years of doing this show that people don't get what's going on. when they call, because we'll get the text where they're like, all you do is bitch and complain. If you don't understand what a rant is and the meaning of the rant, and half of it is meant to be comedic and funny, but yet come across as angry, I don't know what to tell you guys anymore.
I like Amos because he's a regular. He's
do you
a
just want me to stop? Yep. Do you just want me to sit here and turn it into AM radio where the three of us just go, so let's, did you see the play in the third quarter where one guy dribbled to the left and passed it? Yeah, but it wasn't a chest pass. So, like, I don't understand it. You would think after 3 years, you guys would get what we do on this show. And this ranting and stuff, none of us are as mad as you think we are. I promise you.
And the third thing to mention in that, in doing what we do, is we're trying to generate response. And in most times,
I'm just having fun. I don't care if they respond. I'm just having fun.
Saying, as part of, well, I would just say that part of sports talk radio is the talk part. And when we talk, it normally generates responses, and people take either side of a certain issue, but they do it via text, Twitter, or calls. And then it becomes people engaging in discussion.
The one thing where I really do get upset is when I have to respond to dumbass texts and tweets about why I'm angry when I'm not angry.
Yeah.
That's when I really get angry. See?
Even wait, that was funny.
Now what? Oh, yeah. My God. What? Are you serious? Did he just do it again? Dang. Okay. Speaking of getting angry and having opinions.
Did you like Doug Henning? Because that was magic.
Speaking of... Nice, very nice. Speaking of getting angry and having opinions, Eli Manning greater than Aaron Rodgers? Question mark.
Ooh, nope.
Oh, you can't be that quick to judge.
Sure, I can.
Can you?
Yep.
Well, okay.
Because,
okay.
You want, okay.
Joel DeBose.
Nope. Not at all. Because you know I'll be objective about it.
No, you can't. There's no way.
Oh well, then if it's just a one word answer, no.
You can't be objective.
You can't be objective and judging the entire thing until both careers are complete. For one, I think statistically, you're going to see numbers at or above for Rodgers. I think that Rodgers at least has a Super Bowl and an MVP of a Super Bowl and an MVP in the regular season.
He's a two-time MVP and a Super Bowl champ.
Yeah, and when you look at the amount of interceptions he has, I get it. That's what I'm saying. Wait till it's all said and done. I mean, when you talk to football people.
Well, he's got work to do because he's two touchdowns behind Eli.
See, I'm telling you,
it's not even going to be close when it's over with, right?
So there. So I'll go back to just no.
46,946 yards for Rodgers. Eli has 57,000. So he's got another 10,000 yards to get. Assuming he gets 4,000 a year, he's going to have to play for at least three more years. He's 36.
He's fine.
You think he passes Eli?
I do.
It's not a. You think it's 100% given at 36 years old that he gets plays three more years and gets 4,000 a year?
He'll play more than 3 years.
You think so? He's going to play into his 40s?
He wants to play. He doesn't necessarily go as far as Brady, but he really believed when he was 35 he was going to play until he was 40.
What's crazy is that Eli has played in 236 games. Do you know how many Rodgers has played in? If you know this,
I don't.
I'm going to just think that you go home and have sex with yourself to his stats.
I don't.
181 games. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
His,
but again, I go back to
and his record 113-60-1.
That's really impressive.
That's really good.
When they talk about teams over the last 5 years with the best records in football, to say that the Packers was one of them, it's pretty impressive. They haven't been to a Super Bowl since 2010.
Yeah.
So when you look at all that, but the one thing I will say again is this is a more pass happy time in the NFL. You know, the whole game has changed to, you know, the power and the speed of a running back could dictate a game as well as a quarterback. And now it's all about quarterbacks and passing. And look, I mean, here's one with the shocker to you, but our good friend Keenan McCardell.
Mm-hmm.
When Keenan McCardell finished up his career, and not a lot of people know this, he was top 17 or better in every receiving category in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
That is impressive as hell.
It really is.
And here's the thing. And once the NFL got to the pass-happy offenses, guys were passing up those numbers like a time trial at the Indy 500. It's just the numbers have gone way up. The time to get to certain milestones has gone way down because the ball's being slung all around the yard.
Yeah. I think he should.
Who?
Keenan.
I don't know.
I think he should. There was a point when him and Jimmy Smith.
Oh, my God. The most prolific tandem in football.
Exactly.
Yep.
And I don't know. Where does he, is it because he got passed?
No, you know what it is? And he's won Super Bowls. He caught two touchdowns in the Buccaneers Super Bowl. But the thing that they're going to get into is just how many Pro Bowls? How many?
Really?
Yeah, they're going to go, how many Pro Bowls? How many times were you in the, you know, led the league in this or led the league in that. All those kind of things. He made the Pro Bowl when he was in Jacksonville at least 1 year.
Because other guys are injured and can't go. So they're like, oh, well, I was
a
Pro Bowl.
A little bit different back then.
You were the ninth option because eight other guys were like, I don't want to go play and get hurt.
There's no doubt he's one of the greatest two best receivers in Jaguars history. His number's going to get retired there. But when it gets to Hall of Fame, it's now because it's so pass happy and so many guys are getting those numbers, it doesn't help his chances. But the one thing, Nick, that I was going to ask you about, too, when you made the point earlier about when we talk about what guys have gotten hardware-wise and otherwise, and it's regular season versus playoffs, you're either Robert Horry or you're a guy that deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Because there's a lot of people that think Robert Horry, who had averaged like 8 or 10 points a game for his career, and numbers aren't going to say that he belongs in the Hall of Fame, are going to say because of the amount of rings that he won, he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. And that's, to me, ludicrous.
That is kind of ludicrous.
It is ludicrous. I think it also...
Because David Carr has a ring.
Well, then Steve Kerr and Jim Paxson should be borderline Hall of Fame.
I agree.
It also depends on, like, the position you play and then whether or not, like, if you were a quarterback, were you starting at quarterback when you won the Super Bowl? That makes a difference, you know? I think that makes a big difference in the NFL. So, if you're a quarterback and you got a ring and your stats are not that good, I feel like...
Yeah, that's Trent Dilfer, Brad Johnson. Those guys are obviously guys, like you said, Barry. They're not even going to sniff the Hall of Fame, but they have Super Bowl rings.
So,
No, the example that when I said that initially was Bob Greasy. Do you remember him from way back? Oh, yeah.
Dolphins.
Yep. I think I have a rookie card for him.
He had two Super Bowls. That whole offense was more predicated on the rush, and he really never had a season more than 2,500 passing yards, and he's in the Hall of Fame.
He won multiple Super Bowls. He was the quarterback of the undefeated Dolphins
two
team.
Two Super Bowls.
He won two Super Bowls. He quarterbacked the undefeated Dolphins team. It was a time in a different era when, because they had two big-time running backs, they had three. They had Larry Zonka, Mercury Morris, and Jim Kick. And all he had to do was hand it off. They had an all-world defense. And so I think he gets more credit because he was the quarterback of that team.
Here's an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you give credence to the position that they played? And that's
in
part
football.
One. That's part one.
Okay.
Because I'm about to try to make a point here.
All right.
Shannon Sharp is a tight end.
Skip.
Is in the Hall of Fame with 62 touchdowns and 10,000 yards receiving.
Mm-hmm.
Keenan McCardo, for his career, in five more games, has 63 touchdowns and 11,373 yards as a wide receiver. Does that...
It's the,
do anything
the tight
for
end
you.
Position because it was like tight end was almost right after punters in terms of there's not many in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
To the point where I think that there was a different standard set. But when you're talking about receiver versus tight end, and normally targets are a lot greater for receivers than tight ends, and because there's not as many tight ends in the Hall of Fame as there is receivers, I think there's a slightly different set of criteria.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Yeah, because no, believe me.
Because I think Keenan is borderline now that I look at his numbers. I think he's borderline because, I mean, like you said, at one point that tandem was unstoppable. He's got numbers similar to Shannon Sharp, who's in. Right now I'm looking at Antonio Brown, who he is ahead of in receiving yards. And Antonio Brown may never play another down in football. And if it weren't for his off-the-field stuff, would he be a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, I think so.
Even if he didn't play another down?
Maybe not.
With 11,000 yards?
Because it's a pass-happy league, and then when you compare to other wide receivers, he's going to be overlooked.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's borderline, and maybe I'm just being a homer because he's a friend
of the
show.
Oh, I've been a homer. I mean, I'm a homer now for him.
Yeah.
But back in the day when he first retired and I looked at those numbers, I was like, he should get more consideration than he was getting.
You know what? This just surprised me. So I just real quick, because I'm looking up, and I'm like, well, I don't even want to pull up Michael Irvin's numbers because it's not going to be close.
He didn't have great numbers.
Michael Irvin, Hall of Famer.
Right.
Right? 63 touchdowns, 11,373 yards for Keenan McCardo. Mike Orvin, 65 touchdowns, 11,904 yards.
Boom, right there. That's a good one.
Now, difference is, Irvin's a three-time Super Bowl champ.
Yep.
And Keenan is not. But the numbers-wise, if you got numbers comparable to Michael Irvin and he's a Hall of Famer, how come you're not?
Yeah, and that, Nick, to your point, adds credence because Troy Aikman's in the Hall of Fame more for Super Bowl wins and hardware than stats because his stats don't
Aikman
warrant
Aikman wasn't
it.
A quarterback that scared
he was,
you?
He was a yeah. And that's why when we were talking about Bob Greasy, he was a guy that started at quarterback and won those Super Bowls. Troy Aikman was probably the same thing. He was a starting quarterback, but you're right. He wasn't intimidating.
No.
He wasn't intimidating by any stretch.
That's the biggest rip, and he gets very sensitive on Twitter now about that because Troy knows his stats aren't Hall of Fame worthy, but his wins are.
Keenan has 130 more receptions
than Irvin.
In
how many more years?
Irving played 159 games. Keenan played in 209.
Okay. So pretty comparable.
I mean, the numbers are.
Yeah, there you go. All right, rolling through hour number two, 3 hour show. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776. Text, call, or hit us on Twitter. It's the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour two! Finishing up. 3 hour show rolling by. Lots of fun. Lots of topics. We basically have been so deep in discussions.
Boy.
We haven't paid a whole lot of attention to all of your responses via the text and Twitter so we can catch up on that.
I have.
It's mostly been crap.
Oh. There's been some hoes.
It's mostly been crap on the text line. There's a couple there's a couple of decent ones. Somebody wanted Nick to adjust the camera so they could see me. That's
dumb idea.
I'm handsome.
I would use stupid.
They want to see my Whataburger ketchup shirt.
Nobody wants to see that.
My spicy ketchup shirt with these man boobs. Hey, Barry, did I see right on Facebook you have a show in Pasadena this weekend? Yes, on Saturday.
You tweeted it and even called it what it's supposed to be called. Pasa Get Down Dina.
Pasa Get Down Dina, Saturday at Fusion, which is, I don't know if it's a bar or a restaurant or whatever, but come out. My Friday show sold out. Don't come to that.
I think they do haiku poems until
to
9.
The last venue?
You don't start. You're gonna. He's gonna. That's pout. How. That's the how lips I say are gonna come out.
And I say
listen,
comparable.
You don't want to start. You the don't want to start that.
Text line
you,
was already talking about how well spoken I was.
You don't want to start.
Like
that.
I can kiss my ass.
Did he say something?
I saw it.
Yeah, I think at listen. Fusion they do haiku poems until 9, and then the stage clears.
Well, I'm going to be telling these D jokes.
They all shake their keys. So. They all shake their keys.
Snap
when they and snap when they think something's good.
There is a. I do have a show at Fusion in Pasadena on Saturday. I don't know what time it starts. Just go to my Twitter or Facebook at Barry is Funny. Either one, it'll be there. My wife is making me go to Pilates. Because it's her birthday this weekend, any advice? Yeah, get a new wife.
Either that or drop your keys, throw your back out, and say, I can't go.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Have really rough sex the night before, and then tell her you hurt your back. Or just try to, you know, break her back. Either one.
Oh, my God.
Look, I'm not the one that asked for the advice. I'm just giving you my advice.
Don't... Pilates, huh?
Yeah.
You want to try it, Nick?
Is that comparable to yoga?
You want to fill the you're people really gonna, in because you are going to ride this
really,
one home.
And what's going to be sad is you're going to mess something up.
I know.
And I'm not going to stop him. Normally, I have to stop him.
I'm fine with it.
I'm going to let him go.
He called me Nick Springer during my reads. Only fair.
There's certain things we just can leave lie. Kendrick Perkins.
Maybe I shouldn't have revealed that, but didn't you say that in my ear? And call me Nick Springer.
If we have time, just dump it.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
I don't think people are old enough to remember Jerry Springer, so we can move on.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I mean, I guess you were attacking me on the comparable thing. That's fine. Barry was with me. We both thought there was.
I
it
say
was pronounced
comparable. I also say suck it. And if you don't like that, I say comparable. Suck it.
And when you brought it up and said it could be comparable, you're absolutely right. I saw it that way too.
It is comparable, but I say comparable because I'm from Texas and we say things wrong. It's what we do. It's in fact that is our state motto. We don't say it right.
You
That's
might
our state
could say
motto
it both ways.
They're both. Comparable.
You might could say it either way.
I would disagree.
I'm fixing to say it the wrong way.
Dang right.
Boy, I can't believe you said
that. You know what? I should be more of a team player.
Yeah, got that right.
Why start about to go, we're about to go to a meeting. Why and we're going to bond now? And we're going to be a great.
I'm not
we're
just bonding, be with a unit.
Bonding with you.
I'm bonding with you. Joel and I are going to hang out together.
Barry
you're
and I
on
are
going
to hang out and talk to people from the other show.
Bonding with
Get
you now?
Here.
I kind of just want the food. They're going to serve food?
Bro, you've already had 5,000 calories in Cheetos. Your big ass doesn't need any more
your
food.
Your sodium content for the week has been met.
It's a little over 1,300 calories
your ankles,
that I've consumed.
Your ankles are going to look like a pregnant woman. You were going to be
Wait a
swollen.
Minute. How many of those little bags did you eat total? Because I brought you two more.
He's not talking about your dates. He's talking about the chips.
Oh, wow. See? Wow. Like from way, 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 way downtown Bang.
Sorry. That was inappropriate.
Forget Bang. That's more like
that was inappropriate.
I was feeling it. And then, you know, you did the whole threw him under the bus.
Barry just took the flame-throwing machine gun out and went.
I can't believe you.
This whole segment is off.
Yeah, I just. How many little bags of chips have you eaten today? How many total? Because I brought
wild.
You two. You started five. Out with four.
You had five bags of chips.
You got one left?
Nicholas.
Yeah, five.
Nicholas, you're going to have diabetes before the 3 o'clock
it was
hour.
Six you bags have diabetes? Of chips and three sodas. So
wait.
A total of 1,380 calories. And I just want to know if they're serving food later, like after the
You've
show.
You've had 1,400 calories and chips and Coke. And since this show started.
Don't worry about my taste in women.
You are literally, when you walk out, you're going to walk out of your foot. It's literally just going to fall off from the diabetes. Don't
worry about it. He called your women little bags.
It was a joke.
Was that what you do?
I mean, it wasn't even a good one.
Can you just start talking about how good the Rockets are?
No, I'm not going to do that.
I can't believe that, Nick. Did you eat anything else today?
No, just that's all I ate. That was my breakfast.
That's not
good. I was late.
Yeah, I was too.
That's why I rushed past Joel on the highway today.
He did.
He passed you?
Mm-hmm. He drives like he's 89 years old, bro.
I'm in the
How
fast
did you beat
lane.
Us here?
I beat him here. I still beat him here because he doesn't know how to freaking get up to the... Yeah.
I made a stop somewhere.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Mm. You had to get more meat.
Yep, that's what I had to do because I don't like my meat
for
cold.
A sandwich.
Do you have any advice for this guy before we move on and I delete his text?
Because I literally would drop my keys, throw my back out, and say I'm out.
Nick, how are you getting out of Pilates?
Man,
or are you just gonna go because you like it?
Wait, Bear, I got an even
there's
better
this
idea.
Marker. There's this marker you can use, and it like draws like this fake bruise on your leg.
What?
Act like your leg's broken.
Is that a real thing?
I think so.
I would put my drink on the roof of my car and reach for it.
Okay. Now,
throw my back out for at least a week.
We were doing
and then
now,
don't have to go to Pilates.
Now I'm going to bond with Nick. You're out. I don't want to bond with you no more. You didn't have to do that.
I didn't call you out or anything. I just said it was an idea.
You literally just called me out for pulling my back for getting my soda off the car. The roof
no
of the
one
car.
Knew, no one knew you did that.
Everyone knew I did
they
that.
Don't
you
remember.
Didn't have to bring it up again.
They don't remember.
Boy, I have no friends on this show.
You're just figuring that out now.
Oh, boy. Did any of you guys check out the new Eminem album?
I've heard about it. I saw, is it the first video for it where he basically does the video from the perspective of the shooter at the Las Vegas mass shooting? Because it had everybody outraged.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't heard. I knew it was coming out, but I liked the last one. A lot of people said it was not that good, Eminem, but I enjoyed the last album, which I think came out late 2018 or early 2019.
So what is his new album called?
Why he did what he did is because he's really trying to lobby for more gun control.
It's called Darkness. No.
Music
to be murdered by. I think it was El Jefe who listened to it. And said it was good. He said it was okay. I mean, you know. But he said that you can tell that he's still mad that everyone dogs him for, what was it, rehab or something like that? I don't know all the Eminem albums. And I'm a fan of Eminem. I think
I
he's one
too.
Of the five best MCs of all time. But I don't have his albums memorized. What was it? Was it rehab?
Not like Cube.
Yeah, no, I'm a big fan of Ice Cube.
Kamikaze was the one I was referring to.
That
I liked it.
Oh,
some people did say it sucked. I liked it.
That's just that album. But yeah, there was, so El Jefe said it was okay. I mean, it was okay to good, but it wasn't great. And that you can tell he's got a chip on his shoulder, which that's Eminem.
His whole life has been that way.
I mean, that's how he's always rapped. Yep. And I just like, it's one of those things where even with Cube, as much as I love Ice Cube, mm-hmm. there was a point right after the Predator where I feel like Cube just fell off. At some point, it just passes
by. It
happens
to a lot of
people. I'll fight anybody, though, that tells me Death Certificate is not one of the best rap albums of all time, and Ice Cube isn't a top five MC. That's just my personal opinion. Huh?
Text message. Charlie Puello just said.
But that's just
that
me.
Album
like,
sucks.
And a lot of people disagree with me on that, and that's fine. I don't care. But I feel the same way about Eminem. Like, he was one of the greatest MCs of all time, mm-hmm. but it's passed him by.
Sure.
I don't know. He's in his 40s now. Like, you're not going to be.
Kind of the way he ragged on Moby back when in his heyday.
Right.
People are going to start eventually ragging on him if he hangs around too long.
Yeah, but it ain't going to be Nick Cannon. He lost that.
No.
And then I got to see Nick Cannon on the Masked Singer commercial dressed like a fool. And I'm like, bro, you try to battle Eminem and then do commercials like this?
Is he still wearing
the... Are you crazy?
He just should have... He's good as a talk show
host. Is he still
host.
Wearing
he
the headgear?
Stuck to that.
I'd agree with you, Nick. He should just stay in his lane.
Huh? Is he still wearing the headgear?
I don't know.
On air?
I don't know.
He had been.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay. All right, that's hour number two of the show. 1 hour still to go. That means 60 minutes on the clock when we return. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere.
Para mi familia, siempre estoy en mi mejor momento. Por eso también quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solamente huevos de Eggland Best. Siempre tienen un sabor tan fresco y delicioso, con 6 veces más vitamina D, 10 veces más vitamina E y 25% menos grasas saturadas que los huevos comunes. Entonces, ¿por qué darle menos a tu familia cuando pueden tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.